This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Thank you very much. The 13 of us, we still have one mission. That mission is to build National Navajo Code Talker Museum. We want to preserve this unique World War II history for our children, grandchildren, your grandchildren, to go through that museum. Why? Because what we did truly represents who we are as Americans. America, we know, is composed of diverse community. We have different languages, different skills, different talents, and different religion. But when our way of life is threatened, like the freedom and liberty that we all cherish, we come together as one. And when we come together as one, we are invincible. We cannot be defeated. That's why we need this National Navajo Code Talker Museum, so that our children, the future generation, can go through that museum and learn why America is so strong. Thank you very much for listening.
That was so incredible. And now I don't have to make my speech. I had the most beautiful speech written out. I was so proud of it. Look, and I thought you would leave out Iwo Jima. But you got that in the end, too. And I want to tell you, you said you're 90 years old. That's great, because you have good genes. That means the press has got me to kick around for a long time. That was beautiful. I love that, and I loved your delivery. And the Code Talkers are amazing. And seriously, it is what I said. So what I'm going to do is give you my speech, and I want you to hold that. And I know you like me, so you'll save it. But that was so well delivered from the heart. That was from the heart.
Yes.
So I want to give you this speech because I don't want to bore them with saying the same thing you just said. And you said it better, believe me, because you said it right from here. And I mean it from there, too.
President Trump, of course, and what came out of that acknowledgement, of course, he goes off script and he has to, you know, throw a little dig at Elizabeth Warren and, you know, refer to her as Pocahontas. At least he didn't call her Pocahontas, you know. I don't know, but it's one of those things.
Should just call her a liar.
Yeah, pretty much. that's what's been going on here. And, you know, and the thing is, it's amazing on all this stuff. I mean, here in this day that, you know, we poor Al Franken and everybody is going over, the grave here, trying to figure out, okay, what's a lie, what didn't, and everything else, and let's revisit Bill Clinton's episodes and all this, you know, the search for truth. It really is laughable because, meanwhile, you have this situation with Elizabeth Warren, who has claimed to be a Cherokee Indian, and still can't come up with the proof. I mean, what is it? Is the proof of her Cherokee Indianess, is that tied in with Barack Obama's birth certificate or something?
Well, no, it's family story.
It's in the same box.
Family story.
It must be in the same box or something. I don't know. Kept in secret here.
Yeah, the family stories. By the way, that whole thing yesterday. If you watch, your news networks, that was portrayed as being some sort of racist, big racist thing.
Yeah. What's
in that clip? The way he talked to the gentleman, did it sound like he was being racist?
Well, no, certainly not.
With the words, you said you're 90 years old, you have great genes.
Yes.
Would those words come out of the mouth of a racist?
Well, certainly not. I mean, you could tell. And the president, you know, the thing again, it's like, in a sense, it's kind of like Al Franken. Al Franken's a comedian. That's part of his gift and his talent set. And the president's an entertainer, and this is when he gets himself in trouble. goes out on the line and throws out a joke, throws a one-liner, thinks it's funny, and, you know, but certainly far from being a racial slur, no doubt about it. Conversation continues on this Giving Tuesday across America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 after the top of the hour.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Some changes coming in the Republican tax reform bill. Congress returns for its final session of the year with that item number one on the agenda. Chief Congressional Correspondent Mike Emanuel brings us up to date tonight from Capitol Hill.
Key Republican members of the Senate Finance Committee started a critical week for tax reform at the White House.
There is growing momentum for this, and I am confident that we're going to get this done soon, get it to the president's desk.
President Trump sounded upbeat as well.
I think it's going to benefit everybody. It's going to mostly benefit people looking for jobs more than anything else because we're giving great incentives.
A positive development came from Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. Quote, I've fought for and received major changes for the better, and I plan to vote for this bill as it stands right now. Senator Paul also encouraged his Republican colleagues to get on board. Some senators to watch as GOP leaders work on getting 50 yes votes, Susan Collins, Bob Corker, Steve Daines, Jeff Flake, Ron Johnson, and John McCain. Republicans say there is pressure to deliver.
I can't imagine we're not going to support this at the end. As a whole, as the Senate, we have got to get this done for the nation.
We feel like all senators are looking to try to get to yes on the Republican side. We're obviously disappointed that we don't have Democrat members looking to provide tax relief for middle-income families and for corporate relief so we can bring jobs back to this country. That's probably our biggest obstacle.
Analysis from the Congressional Budget Office says the Senate plan would lead to, quote, an increase in the deficit of $1,414 billion over the next 10 years. The Senate budget allowed for $1.5 trillion, so there is some wiggle room for modifications. The CBO says the Senate plan would make lower-income Americans worse off, mainly because they would get less government assistance for health care.
Tax breaks for the wealthiest people in America and the biggest corporations. Meanwhile, the tax breaks for working families, half of them will see a tax increase, half a tax break. But the tax breaks for the wealthiest people are permanent.
Finance Chairman Orrin Hatch couldn't contain his irritation with Democrats.
I just hope that they will get off their duffs and start working with us rather than just voting in block against everything we try and come up with.
The next fight on the horizon is a government funding package due a week from Friday, and Democrats are already signaling they are prepared to play hardball. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer said late today he wants to address children brought to this country illegally, children's health insurance, cost sharing for Obamacare premiums, additional hurricane funding, and a debt ceiling hike. Or else, Brett?
Clock is ticking with a few days. Well, I'll tell you, tax reform, as we've said many times, will really occur when it's bipartisan. You know, right now it's more like tax cuts. And, you know, and what Orrin Hatch is saying and calling out the Democrats, as we've been doing as well, look, you need to get to work. You know, the heck with this obstructionism. You know, I think one of the best things that could happen for this country is that the Republicans and those that were willing to do the heavy lifting put together something quite innovative, even though, you know, there's no way it's going to get 100%, all right? You got to figure that going in. But it does something that really moves the ball and makes things happen and that can be positively appreciated. Then those on the sidelines, those that obstructed, would be called out and it would be obvious that they didn't participate. You have a thought there, Scott?
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying.
I mean, I'm being an optimist, you know me.
No, I agree with what you're saying. But at this point, look, they're doing it again. You either do what I want or I'm not playing.
I'm picking up my marbles going home, yeah.
You either do what I want or I'm not playing. Yeah. These are...
Well, this is somebody says, you know, this is like, you know, going back in the back of the factory and watching sausage being made. It's not a beautiful thing.
These people, they're not leaders.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is what leaders do.
Right.
Leaders don't just, if you don't do it my way, I'm not doing it. That's not the attitude of a leader. That's the attitude of a loser.
Right.
Losers think that way.
Well, the problem even with the GOP, Scott, is that they need to get in line with something. I mean, pick two or three things you like and go hammer that instead of trying to pick it apart. This is what the GOP always does. They want to seem so intellectual. I mean, even though they're not necessarily the party of academics, you know, but they want to seem like they're so above it all and come in with their ideas. And this is where the Democrats kick their butt, because the Democrats will run a party line, you know, and they will find two or three things that people love and they will stay even as they're against it. They've used the same formula time and again, and the Republicans are so bifurcated that people are confused and they're not even sure what tax reform package they're offering.
Well, and again, these people, they're supposed to be our leaders. They're elected leaders, and they're not leaders. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Congress and the House.
Well, you're talking about the Senate.
I'm talking about the Senate.
The House already passed the bill.
The House is trying to do their part. Look, the beauty of being a leader is that you don't have to constantly be the one that is always out there, right? Your best leaders know when, hey, I can take a step back here and let this person do it, and I'll just help them do the work. That we don't have anybody that does that.
Yeah.
None of these people do that. Yeah. And it's so, if you ran a job site the way these guys run the Senate, you wouldn't build anything, and you'd never get another job again.
That's right. And what you build would be so shaky, it would probably crumble at the first wind.
But think about that. Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing here. Mm-hmm. They're building our foundation for our country, and they're building it on out of lies.
Yeah.
They're building it out of fear and just a bunch of crap.
Well, it's all partisanship, and unfortunately, that's what happens when you're blinded by partisanship. You know, they've said many times, good policy makes for good politics, and that's where we need to get back to, and we're far from it. You know, the Democrats are still sideways over Donald Trump, but it's like, look what the guy's doing, and look what he's the vision that he's cast out there. He's cast out a growth vision for this country. Some people are getting it and getting behind it. And here it is. I mean, for the Republicans, as far as they go, you know, like we said before, Scott, there hasn't been somebody in the Oval Office for the last 8 years that's willing to sign your legislation, anything coming from the GOP. You've got somebody there now. And what are you doing? You're wasting time at our expense. So move forward and let's make something happen. I mean, the president continues to talk, and this is what I appreciate about the president, is that his vision that he casts, you know, some people try to give him too much credit. You know, he is the president of the United States, but he's not the be-all and end-all. Last time I checked, you know, we still have a bicameral legislative system. We have the judicial branch. But we're counting right now on our lawmakers. And last time I checked, our lawmakers, you know, consist of the House and the Senate. And as you say, they need to do their job. And for those of you out there who are represented by Democrats, you need to put the pressure on your representatives to do their job. You know, we didn't elect them to just come in and take advantage of all the benefits that go along with this. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about some of these benefits that they get, not only the break in Obamacare and, you know, sexual harassment shields with this shush fund that they've been able to establish. I mean, it's incredible when you think about all the benefits that go along with this elite ruling class that we have created here in America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hey, D.C., there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
How does
your piece bear on the conversation, the national conversation we're having about sexual harassment?
No, I think one of the things, one of the points I made in that piece, Tucker, just really addressed the fact that we're dealing with some of this toxic masculinity that Hollywood and the media created. You go back and look at the years and years of conditioning, of objectifying women, of turning them into, you know, these objects in print and film, and normalizing abhorrent behavior. And now people are acting in on the left and the media and Hollywood, you know, they're acting self-righteous and horrified at the behavior that is the end result of the conditioning that they received for years. And Tucker, one follows the other. If people have been conditioned for years to act in a certain way, they're going to behave a certain way. And so when you see them attacking this toxic masculinity, I want to make the argument, this is a culture that the left created. Some of us, and this is why I wrote that piece, have rejected that culture. We actually believe in self-discipline. We actually believe in virtue. The other great irony in all of this, Tucker, the left not only created toxic masculinity, they have enabled it. You look at the Harvey Weinsteins and the Bill Clintons and the John Conyers and the Al Frankens. Again, and then they want to, as your guest just just tried to make the argument, they want to pin that terrible behavior of some men on all men. And in fact say that all men are guilty of toxic masculinity when in fact we are not, and we aren't even capable of abusing those around us. And so I think this is a conversation that we have to have about what we're really discussing and who actually created the toxic masculinity. It didn't come from the right. It was something that was created by the left, and now we're seeing the end results of it.
That's Ned Ryan, boy, I'll tell you, brilliantly stated. You know, think about that. This toxic masculinity, where did it come from? You know, Scott, I think he hit it right on the head as perfectly as you could, created by the left, for the left, and they enabled it. And now they're claiming some sort of, you know, plausible deniability or some kind of higher ground over all this stuff. I mean, you know, there has been a war on men for a long time. And, you know, just like there shouldn't be a war on women, there just should not be a war on men, because we're going to pay the price. Look what is happening with the family structure that has taken place. You know, we have all important roles to play in this thing we call life. And when we're out of order, things get askew, and here we are. And this is the opportunity. A little bit later on this week, we're going to be talking with Tammy Hotzenpiller. Tammy is one of the founders and senior pastors of a church, Influence Church, out of Anaheim Hills, California. And she leads a very, very dynamic women's group, and an author, a noted author, and a personal advisor and counselor. She's, you know, just has an extensive career and experience that I'm looking forward to her perspective on this, because I believe that things don't happen by accident. I believe this is a grand opportunity for our country to look at, you know, some foundational issues, you know, that point toward the truth. You know, what is it that's happening here? Why is it the sexcapades continues, and that every day you wake up and you go, okay, who's being exposed now? What else is, you know, it's no longer, you know, so much a focus on Hollywood. Now it's, you know, Al Franken, it's, you know, John Conyers, and on and on. And still we've got, an incredible, you know, time bomb that's sitting right there on the beltway, which has to do with, these 200 cases that have been kept private. And of course, I'm sure they could probably still find a way to keep them private because of the privacy laws and all that are involved. But there's going to be, you know, still some fighting and negotiating going on here to find out, you know, who was involved in these 200 plus incidences that have occurred on the Beltway, and who are the parties? How much money was paid out? We know $17 million was paid out over a number of years, but who are the players here? And typical of the ruling elite, everything is an exception. You know, it's one exception after another that they're able to hold on to. So how does that, you know, how does that make sense? How is that fair in, you know, in life, you know? And as I was mentioning to you earlier about the perks of Congress, in Axios, in Mike Allen's report, this morning, he spells it out. He says they get the ability to reserve seats on multiple flights, but only pay for the flight boarded. Okay. Life access to taxpayer-funded gym at the Capitol, House, and Senate floors, parking in House lots, House and Senate dining rooms, depending on age and length of service, a lifelong pension of as much as 80%, exemption from D.C. restrictions on smoking in workplaces, federal subsidy for Affordable Care Act premiums we talked about many times, a death benefit for survivors that's higher than for military personnel killed in action. And it's extensive. It goes on and on, the perks. So it's like, who wouldn't want to be a member of Congress or the Senate with these kind of payouts and these kind of benefits? They get haircuts on and on. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Probably free donuts too, Scott. I don't know. I mean, you know, just every kind of benefit. But
I'll
this
pass.
Is this ruling class, right?
I'll
this
pass.
Is yeah. This is this ruling class that we have created. That was unlike anything that our founding fathers had conceived originally. What they envisioned was a citizen legislator, somebody that would come in and would legislate for a time, a couple of months, go back home and work, and be exposed and suffer under the legislation that they had passed. But not today, because they're exceptional. And somehow there is this, and this is what galls me, because this spreads throughout corporate America as well, and in institutions, that somehow, because somebody has graduated from Yale or Harvard or whatever, Ivy League school or something of notoriety, that somehow gives them special treatment. That sets them up in a special class, and it's carried out that when, when it comes to compensation, we're convinced, we're told that, we have to pay these people this kind of money. We have to give them this kind of benefit because they're so good. And time and again, I see where these highly degreed individuals will take businesses, run them into the ground, and walk away with a golden parachute with millions and millions of dollars in their back pocket, while the employees themselves who did the heavy lifting, are lucky to get their coffee mug from the coffee room.
Well, I'll just ask how many of our senators aren't millionaires?
Is there not one? Or are they all millionaires now? Is that
I think they're all millionaires? Yeah. I know the poorest one is a dairy farmer from California, and
they come in less than millionaires and leave.
Well,
And this is on about $180,000 a year salary. So how does that happen?
But even the dairy farmer is like, yeah, well, the way they look at that is they look at how much debt you have, and he goes, as a dairy, because he's still a dairy farmer. He's like, as a dairy farmer, I do have a lot of debt. Mm-hmm. But he goes, I make a lot of
cows
money.
Cows are expensive.
Too. Well, he goes, I make a lot of money too.
Yeah.
So,
right. Yeah.
But it's look, the perks of the job are apparently. Endless. I mean, is there a job with more perks out there?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know of any that, but this is what we have allowed to happen. And this is why you get this elite ruling class that takes place. And they're self-entitled.
And I understand, like you said, they are, I understand the pressure that they're dealing with and everything like that, but you want pressure. How about you have to work a 9-to-5? How about you have to live paycheck to paycheck? How about you look at your kid every morning as he eats his breakfast, and you don't get to eat breakfast because you can only afford to give him breakfast or something like
right.
that. What kind of pressure do you think that person lives under? They got the easiest job in the world, and they don't even do it. They don't even have to do anything. They can sit there and go, well, no, nope, 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 nope. And then they spew lies, and everybody just eats it up.
Well, their life is a theory, and that's what Ned Ryan was countering here with his toxic masculinity column and his topic that he was discussing. This is all, as you say, it is a lie. It's all under theory. There is no empirical evidence on this.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Just the facts, if you don't mind.
Bill Martinez, live.
Joe Friday, yeah, he's laying it out. This is what this show is all about. Looking for the facts, Jack, as they say. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Dr. John Zemarek joins us, senior editor at thestream.org. John, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good to have you here. I know you're fighting through a little bit of the flu, which is flying around this season. It's the season for it, isn't it? Bummer
yeah.
That it is. Yeah. Hey, I want to talk to you. Well, you got a couple articles here, and the one I want to talk to you about what the Pope, you know, your recent article about the Pope. But before we do that, the big question is that you ask is, why is it that populist candidates like Roy Moore and Donald Trump appeals to conservatives?
Yeah, you know, especially religious conservatives. And, mm-hmm. and there is a religious reason. It's not just, as people say, or suggesting hypocrisy. Oh, you people are worldly. All you care about is worldly power. If you were pure, if you were sincere, you would insist that that your candidates are more like St. Francis or Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you're willing to support people like Donald Trump makes you a hypocrite. You're a sellout. I think that sort of misses the point, or it misses a major point. If you remember the movie The Untouchables, mm-hmm. there's a great scene where Sean Connery confronts Kevin Costner, and he says, what are you willing to do? If he brings a knife, you bring a gun. You don't bring a knife to a gunfight. And I thought, that kind of encapsulates it. In America right now, we're not in a knife fight. We're not in a boxing match by the rules of the Marquess of Queensbury. And if we pretend we are, it means that we don't really care about the stakes.
Right.
The stakes right now are lives of millions of unborn children, the freedom of Christians to even raise their own children, the doctors and nurses not to be forced to commit abortions, business owners not to be closed down, the courts not to be completely taken over by people in the pocket of a totally post-constitutional, radical agenda, and Christians in the Middle East not to be completely abandoned by the U.S.
Exactly. Well, John, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on you here, but isn't it a little bit that comes in, especially for people of faith, is they've experienced the forgiveness of God, and they realize firsthand that perfection is out the door. And so it's not that so much that they expect perfection from people, but they're looking for genuineness. And if they can understand and perceive some genuineness and realness of an individual, though they may be flawed, they're just like us. And just like God has forgiven us, why would God not forgive them and utilize them as an instrument of his peace?
You know, that is a very good point. If we remember how flawed the apostles were in the New Testament, and they kept on being flawed, right, for a long time. St. Paul was flawed. It talked about the thorn in his flesh, you know? And to me, it's a failure of love. You're not willing to, like, get your hands a little dirty, not in terms of doing something evil, but maybe doing something embarrassing. Maybe doing something unexpected, you know? Donald Trump didn't run an evil campaign for president, but he did run kind of a vulgar one. And I think most of the people who could call themselves Never Trump, they were embarrassed by the vulgarity more than they objected to any genuine wrongness.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the perfectly polite little mama's boy George W. Bush just came out with a book attacking Donald Trump and suggesting that there's something really not Christian about people who supported him in a speech he made. You know, 1.5 million Christians in the Middle East were ethnically cleansed while George Bush was president, while our troops stood by in Iraq and let that happen.
Exactly.
But you know what? George W. Bush never said anything vulgar on an Access Hollywood tape. So Christians, we're supposed to prefer George W. Bush because he was kind of squeaky clean and bland. Meanwhile, he let the world burn up in a fire. Donald Trump has been protecting religious minorities in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
But we're supposed to be embarrassed by him because he tweets and he's kind of tweets in a vulgar fashion. We have to distinguish Christian morality from just class snobbery.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the book of Ecclesiastes points out, Dr. John, that there's a time for war and time for peace. And right now, Donald Trump is the man for the season, as you say, and in your illustration of the untouchables, you know, we're no longer in a knife fight. I mean, this is a serious fight that we're in, and Donald Trump bears all weapons. And it's unlike anything that we have seen in the modern era. We saw George W. Bush run over. We saw his father run over, basically run out of D.C. Bill Clinton himself was not, though there were some good things there that he offered in his presidency. He made his slew of mistakes that we still live with today that I maintain. And so, here it is. You've got a president who is not going to be defined by the pundits and by the media. He is his own man. And it is refreshing for many of the forgotten men and women on Main Street.
Yep, absolutely. He cares enough to maybe make a mistake, to risk making a fool of himself by speaking the truth. And being attacked more. I've never seen the president attacked this viciously. Richard Nixon was treated with more respect once it was clear that Watergate was true and he was responsible. Mm. And all for what? It's just not that Donald Trump is worse in any significant way than your average conservative politician of 10 years ago. Mm. It's that the media has become that much or hateful, and the culture has become that much more extreme.
Well, he's exposed them all, John, by comparison. He comes on the scene. Here's a guy with no experience whatsoever. I mean, this was even, you know, the Democrats end up with a junior senator who, you know, gives a speech in, what, 04, and he becomes a fast track to become a senator. He hasn't even served his full term, and he ends up in the Oval Office, and there's not a problem. Here, you've got a businessman, a guy who, you know, understands business, and we've been saying, you know, some of us who understand, that the government really needed a businessman in the Oval Office to take a look at things. And they're all being exposed. I mean, as he came out on that first week after, you know, checking things out and looking at the underbelly of the institution that he now is in charge of, and he goes, this is really a mess. I mean, the look on his face was extremely revealing, you know?
Yeah, he can connect with ordinary people who aren't political junkies, who don't have a lifetime pass on the Acela train between Washington and D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And he can do what no Republican has been able to do since Ronald Reagan. He's kind of like our Bill Clinton in the sense of he can connect to ordinary people who are not ideologues and not policy wonks. And I think that's why the left hates him so much.
He's not beholden to anybody, John. We knew this going in. He didn't have a bunch of lobbyists in his back pocket and political favors to pay like previous presidents. He could come in and, hey, look at, he says, that paycheck you want to pay me every month, I'm just going to give it back to you. I don't need the money, right?
Right, and he's not obsessed with creating a political dynasty the way the Bushes were.
Exactly. Well, here we are. John, once again, we look at this government that we have and, you know, what is happening, the disruption of Donald Trump and trying to get through tax reform and things that are growth-oriented for this country. And I and a lot of small business people and even banks that I have spoken with are very excited about the prospects. I mean, look what's happening with the stock market, the GDP that they said would never be 3%. Maybe he might be lucky to hit 3% by the end of his term. And even in the first year, he hits 3%. So go figure, right?
Right, right. It's like in England after Brexit, the place is being hugely restored. Yeah. It's just a matter of being back in touch with the laws of reality.
Exactly.
Political fantasy.
We got to leave it right there. I'll give you the last word. John Zemerik, Dr. John Zemerik on Bill Martinez Live.
Confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government-assisted programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. That's 855-301-5506.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Getting America back on track.
I'm addressing Christmas cards. Aren't they cute? Each one has a little bunny on it, dressed up like a shepherd.
Bill Martinez live.
A bunny like a shepherd. Oh, we love the creativity of the little kids. You know, that's what the holidays are all about, because it gives us a chance to kind of remember what it was when we were growing up, during the holidays, from Thanksgiving to Christmas and all that, and it just warms your heart. Anyway, today's Giving Tuesday all over the country, and as we continue to roll towards Christmas 2017, can you imagine how fast the year has gone, Samantha Danielle Mao?
It flew faster than I ever expected. My mom said it would get faster every year.
I mean, is this part of the OLD, you know, when you get on the other side of the mountain, you start rolling downhill? Is that what it is? Because when we were kids, it was like, Christmas is never going to come. And you see the presents, and you're tormented every day underneath the tree. And I want to open it. No, it's not yet. And how much? A week. Well, that's what you said. It was a week ago, a week before. Now it's still a week. It's like time is not moving. And now here we are, is like, I'm a good, you know, before you know it, we're going to be Easter 2018, you know, it just goes flying by, and then back to, you know, summertime and Thanksgiving 2018. And, speaking of Thanksgiving, I understand you had good family time, good Thanksgiving, all that, but no turkey, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You realize you had no turkey?
Well, we have so many other wonderful dishes. We have, we did. My mom makes this awesome salad. We have two different types of ham, and then we have, we still have the stuffing, and we have mashed potatoes and these fresh made collards. And I mean,
everybody
eats at least two plates.
I'm sure it's delicious. And it's kind of interesting, like you say, when you get families together and everybody brings certain things. Some things are left out. It's like the group of people that we were probably about 25 people. And it was, you know, a bunch of Cubans and Puerto Ricans, and you love them. I mean, because they love to cook, and there's just this, you know, incredible array of food. It's a true banquet table, and you go through it and you go, something's missing, you know, and for us, it wasn't turkey. It was pumpkin pie. You know, I go, what happened? How do you miss out on pumpkin pie? But so I had to go to, I had to go to Perkins Restaurant, and I picked up a pie. But I did good. I didn't eat the whole thing. But I had to have some pumpkin pie, you know, because I'm here on the East Coast, and you know, but even still, it was just kind of interesting. You know, just to your point is that you sit there, you have a great dinner, and then it's like, well, where's the turkey? I mean, because for me, the next day, turkey sandwiches. Oh my goodness, that's one of my favorite parts. But anyway.
Oh yeah, we just have delicious ham sandwiches instead.
Yeah, well, hey, that works too. Why not? Hey, the good news girl we're talking here is with us. Samantha Danielle Mao is with us, as she is every week, to talk about these viral videos that have gone nuts. And especially now, it's the season seems to be even that much more heart-wrenching in terms of the emotions that it draws out from us. And the first story is a woman raises $300,000 for a homeless vet to thank him for his selfless act. Is that incredible, Sam?
So actually, as of yesterday, it's over $360,000 that has been raised for this homeless veteran, and Johnny. He was up in Philadelphia, where Kate McClure, I hope I'm saying that name right, Kate McClure, she was driving right off the interstate, and she ran out of gas. She's never run out of gas before, and she said that her heart was just beating out of her chest, and she pulled over as far as she could, and she started to head to the nearest gas station. And this homeless veteran, Johnny, he just walked up to her. He's like, just get back in your car and lock the doors. And he goes and he takes his last $20 and he gets her a big old can of gas. And, you know, so she's just shocked. And my mom and I had discussed this. Like, he could have just given $10 worth of gas and saved that last 10 for himself because it was so important to him, every dollar he had. And he just gave it all. And, you know, so over the next few weeks, Katie decided she'd bring him some gloves and jacket. And she's just like, you know, I want to do more. I want to make it so he has a place to stay in a car. So she started a GoFundMe campaign. And the story ran in their local paper there in Philadelphia with the goal of raising $10,000. And he has just had a windfall. He said it's like hitting the lottery. And the people have been so kind and reaching out to him. And now he wants to give back. He said he wants to be on the giving end of this because there's so many people out there who need help like he does.
Well, as soon as the government finds out $360,000, he's going to be on the giving end because it's automatic. They're not going to let that doesn't come tax-free, right?
Well, that may be true. And I hope that, you know, like, he really is able to change his life because I can't think of any kind of act that he could have done that's showing more. You know, it's just a pure heart to,
obviously,
to make sure she's locked up and safe and bring her that. He didn't want money. He didn't want anything. He just wanted to make sure this person was okay. You know, he probably didn't know where he's getting his next meal. And he still had concern for another human being like that. And it's just, you know, it's changed his life. And
amazing.
That's the kind of stories that
we can pray that this is you know, good seed that goes into good soil and it takes root and changes his life, because he's the kind of quality individual, you know, that will continue to pay it forward, right? Because this is in his nature to give out of his need like that is extraordinary. Here's another story. Absolutely. Texting the wrong number created a lasting friendship for grandma and a teen. What's all this about?
We actually talked about this story last year. So when I saw that this was still going a little bit viral, I still had to bring it up.
You had to bring it back. Deja vu. Why not, huh? Part two.
I had to give you an update and let you know what was going on. Okay, so last year, I don't know if you remember the texting grandma who, her name's Wanda Dinch. She had a group text message talking
about. Wanda, she's the one that got me in trouble with your mother. She got me all confused. Wanda did. That's the genesis. Thank you very much.
You just remembered
that up
the texting grandma.
Yeah, exactly. And I got her confused with Help Me Rhonda. Okay, go ahead.
That's right. So she was giving a family text message, and one of her grandsons had actually changed his phone number about 6 months before and never told her. Mm. And so she ended up including a young man named Jamal Hinton. Well, Jamal replies to her, and he's like, I'm not your grandson. And then he shows a picture. So he's this young black gentleman, and she's an older white lady. So obviously they're not related. They're sending pictures to each other. And she's like, you know what? Grandma's feed everybody. It's what we do. You should still come to my house for Thanksgiving.
Cool.
And he comes, and they hit it off. And actually, they said they talk about once a week still, and he brought his girlfriend to Thanksgiving this year. And I guess he's invited to Thanksgiving for the rest of time with his family, which, what a really cool coincidence for for the wrong text message.
Yeah, talk about a lasting friendship. Go figure, right? The way it
That's
works.
That's right.
Well, here's another one. A gal, a young woman, her dad passes when she was 16, and he's been sending her flowers on every birthday since. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yes, this one I had to practice so I could get through it. But,
thank you for warning me. I'm just reading the headline. I'm already tearing up.
I mean, this is such a, you know, to lose your dad that young, I think that's just difficult for any young woman or young man. And her dad, fortunately, I mean, sometimes when you know that something like that's going to happen to you, he had the chance to do something and prepare and leave her something behind. So every year on her birthday for the last 5 years, he's had flowers sent to her with a special love note. Mm-hmm. And it would, you know, be giving her advice and saying, okay, you know, you're this age now, you're that age, but this year will be the last. And so, you know, he's telling her she's 21 now and he'll always be with her and, you know, not to be sad that he's gone, but to look forward to meeting him again one day. And it was a really beautiful gesture on her dad's part, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. and I suggest anybody who has, I'm not going to try to read the note because it'll make it, you know, make everybody a little bit too teary-eyed. But if you have the chance, I suggest everybody read this and, you know, think about, like, how special different people are in your life and what you could do to remind them of how special they are to you.
Mm, okay, so a tear alert there. So when you read the story.
A tear alert.
Yes, bring tissue
alert.
With you. Another homeless man returns $10,000 check to a woman. She rewards him with housing and a job. Wow. Cool story.
That's right. So Elmer Alvarez returned a lost check for $10,000 to a businesswoman named Dr. Roberta Hosky. And Dr. Roberta was so impressed with him that she ends up deciding to give him a job offer and housing for the next 6 months. And, you know, all she asked of him was that he pay it forward. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that kind of goes along with our first story. You know, when you think about when you do kind things like that for somebody like that, you know, sometimes bad things have a way of having a ripple effect in this world, but so do good. And there's so much good that can be had. And people, you know, giving is part one of the greatest things that we can have ourselves. You know, I think mm-hmm. this lady, seeing the honesty of this man, just wanted to do something for him and make sure it was all paid for. And, you know, thank goodness for him. He's going to go to a real estate school that she is actually the CEO of. So
he's off and rolling, huh? Well, good for him.
Right.
Now, this last story here reminds us that we should listen to our instinct, right? Because you got a cancer patient hitting the jackpot not once but twice. Instincts are good, right?
Actually, she had stage 4 breast cancer, mm-hmm. Diane Bishop, and she decided, you know, money was tight, and she said something in her gut just said to buy this $20 lottery ticket. She ends up getting $1.5 million. And then later that week, she found out that her cancer was in remission. So she hit the lottery not once, but twice.
Yeah, big time. Well, these stories and others are on the site at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Check it out. And as we said, you might bring some tissue. A couple of these, a little tear jerking, you know, kind of alert here for you. Samantha Danielle Mano on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now. Most people.